Next, where we're going to be talking about a handover ceremony of 10 houses, 10 houses, on the 15th of May 2017 in Saldanha, showcase, you know, the active commitment to sustainable development of Lafarge Mining South Africa. Joining me on the line is Osis Nondumiso Khadebe, who is Lafarge Mining Social Compliance Sustainability Coordinator. Good morning to you, Nondumiso.
Good morning, Abongile, and good morning to your listeners.
Thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning. First of all, when I heard of this story, I said to myself, no, no one just gives away 10 houses. I mean, first of all, it's 10 houses altogether. If you could just walk us through, you are Lafarge, you're from Lafarge. Who are you as a company, and what started this whole process?
Thank you, Abongile. This process started about a few years back. And it was a relationship between the Saldanha local municipality, and we were fortunate enough to have Premier Fishing donate the land to us. And this is a project that the Saldanha local municipality have brought to the company in terms of these 10 families that were living in dilapidated houses and required assistance in terms of these houses being built for them. And being in the industry of construction or supplying construction materials, we saw it fit to actually assist these families.
And how did you come about these families, though? Was it the fact that the Saldanha municipality sort of went out and looked for them, or did you go out to look for this family? And if you can, just give us an idea of the background and their situation, and what sort of houses have you built for them now?
The beneficiaries were identified by the municipality, so they sorted out that process. But also the houses that we actually identified, there were already people in those houses. So what the company did is that we checked the structures that were currently there. We are talking about structures that were not in a conducive environment, dilapidated, there was mold everywhere, so it was not a very healthy environment for these families. So what we did with the partner, with the municipality, is we demolished those houses and built new structures, which was two-bedroom houses with a bathroom as well as a kitchen.
And so just talking to the houses, though, and understanding the background of the families itself, I would imagine it's not just done at building the houses, but perhaps for a few months after that, there'd be some sort of support that goes into this. I don't know. Is there anything similar to that? And are there any possible future projects like these that you'll be taking on?
Definitely. Lafarge, we believe in a positive impact in the communities where we are located. So you will definitely be seeing more of these projects, because one of the things that we realized when we actually build these structures is that we didn't only just build a structure, but we also created home for these people where they can live permanently, create memories with their loved ones, and feel safe. And that's the kind of community initiatives we want to do. And when we talk about sustainable communities, those are the types of impacts that as a company we would like to see.
If you've just joined me on the line this morning, it is 51 minutes past 4. A very good morning to you. My name is Abongile Nzelenzele. You can call me Abs. I'm joined on the line by Osis Nondumiso Khadebe. She is Lafarge Mining Social Compliance Sustainability Coordinator. She's joining us this morning to talk about a beautiful story where they handed over 10 houses to the community of Saldanha, where there were families that needed these, and they came out as a company, Lafarge, and gave these houses to these families. And she's talking to us about how they continue to work with society and the community to ensure that as a company they part of building South Africa. To you listening at home, do you know of such examples such as these? Please give us a call on 021-446-0567. And Sister Nondumiso, just giving you some parting comments in terms of the interview, if you had anything to say to our Cape Talk listeners concerning Lafarge, what would that message be?
I think for those listeners that do not know who Lafarge is, We are in the space of building solution, of coming up with solution for the construction industry, and we are the world leaders in building this, in building materials. And we do help the sustainable development of better communities and cities. So we have branches all over South Africa. So if any of the guys are interested in our materials as well, they are welcome to actually walk into our regional office, which are located throughout South Africa.
Nonibizo Khadebe, thank you so much for joining us on the show. And certainly I do hope that you guys continue getting involved in the communities. These are the sort of things we need to build South Africa.
Thank you so much, Bongile, and thank you so much for having me on your show.
Thank you so much.